listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. A Perth man accused of killing a man in the state's Midwest before dumping his body in a vehicle and setting it on fire is set to undergo a mental health assessment to determine if he's fit to stand trial. The 20-year-old was arrested after being found drifting on a boat off Cervantes in October last year. He briefly faced court yesterday, set to reappear in July. Contingencies are being considered as teachers prepare to walk off the job for half the day on Tuesday. They're taking industrial action as they fight for better pay and conditions. Director General of Education, Lisa Rogers, has told the ABC, ideally, schools will be able to remain open.
If we can't provide a duty of care, we'll have to close the school till 12:30 or 11:30, and we'll inform parents of that tomorrow. It's not a blanket approach across all schools. We're going to do our very best to keep schools open.
There's currently more than 18,000 level crossings in Australia that don't have boom gates or flashing lights. It sparked calls to make freight trains more visible after a voluntary draft code of practice considers the move towards lighting up freight trains. Western Roads Federation CEO Cam Dumasy says the code should be mandatory.
Our argument is that a road train, even up to our maximum length, which is only 60 metres, it's mandated that they have side lighting. Yet a freight train could be over 1,000 metres, doesn't have to have side lighting.
In sport, the Fremantle Dockers have made the trip up to the Midwest this week. It's AFLW players making trips to schools and local clubs today, dropping in at Chapman Valley's training session. It follows Frio's trip last year when the side ran a training session for the elite Midwest football players squad. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.